How do you prove what can't be seen? In the gospel, Jesus declares to the paralyzed man, "Courage, child, your sins are forgiven." And we can't see that happen. It's invisible to our human eyes. And so Jesus says that, but then the scribes say, well, he's blaspheming. There's no one but God alone can do that. And obviously they don't think that Jesus is God. And the Lord knows their heart. And then he says, what's easier for me to say? Your sins are forgiven? You can't see that. So maybe that's the easier thing, is to declare something that you can't see. So in order for you to know that I can do what you can't see, I will show you something that you can see, which you probably think is more difficult. And then he speaks to the paralytic, rise and walk. And he does. The Lord heals the paralyzed man as proof that they can see, proof of the greater, more important thing that they can't see. Your sins are forgiven. The miracles of Jesus are important this way. They are ways that the Lord is encouraging us to have faith and trust in him, showing us certain things in order to give us faith in things that we can't see, but that he wants us to believe in. But the most important thing that the Lord can ever do for us is forgive our sins. Sin is the problem from the very beginning. When Adam and Eve rebelled against the Lord, we've all shared in that. We're all wounded by it. And if the Lord can't deal with the main problem that came in at the beginning, then we're all lost. And so this is just so awesome. The Lord wants us to know that he can forgive sins. Because if we don't believe that he can do that, then we spend a lifetime either just crushed by guilt, believing that we're lost because we know that we can't fix our sins on our own, or we end up just growing so hardened to our sins that it doesn't even matter anymore. So we need to know that he can forgive our sins. And in order that we would know that he can do that, he performs this miracle, one of so many in the gospel today. So from this, we want to pray today that we would have just like an incredibly great confidence in the Lord's mercy, to really believe that he can forgive sins, that he wants to forgive our sins, that he came to do that. So we want to pray for that gift today. Something else that we can pray for is just what the reading opens up with. We have this group of people who bring the paralyzed man to Jesus. We don't have the same amount of detail that we have here, that we have in other gospels, but this same passage that the Lord, he sees their faith, and so he forgives the sins of the paralyzed man. So we're able to bring people to the Lord by way of our prayers for them, our intercession for them. And there's like great encouragement here. The Lord is teaching us, when you pray for other people, when you intercede for them in the same way that these people did in the gospel, I recognize that your faith can end up becoming a blessing for other people. And so we want to pray today, Lord, help us to bring those we love, those that you put into the path of our life, help us to bring them to you first and always by our prayers for them. But then if there's like an even more tangible way of doing it, we want to do that. And all of you that are taking part in Vacation Bible School, the Lord during this week is giving you all kinds of just really awesome, amazing opportunities to lead our children and our youth to the Lord. So for you guys, there's like very real opportunities to do this, even physically, as you bring kids into the church or take them, lead them into times of prayer. You're able to do that this week in a really amazing way. But even when those physical opportunities don't present themselves, We're always able to carry people to the Lord by way of our intercessory prayer for them. And the Lord today is teaching us, I know what you're doing. I love when you do that. I observe it, and your faith is able to bring about blessings for other people. So let's ask the Lord to also give us that great conviction and the knowledge of that, to really act on that today as well.